in any time there's a conflict, any time there's tension, all the believers should be seeking clarity to understand what the issues are, and to seek peace. We're told over and over again, both in the Torah and Muslims are told in the Quran, that the key to be a believer is to imitate the character of the Prophet, to imitate, to do kindness and compassion the way the Prophets did. And anytime there's a conflict, I mean, if one would imagine, right now there's tension concerning the matter of Jerusalem, if people would imagine the Prophets getting together and fighting over an issue, it's laughable, it's unbelievable that this such a thing would happen. So we have to imitate the compassion and the kindness of the Prophets who were assigned to us. The reason why Jerusalem is so important to the Jewish people is because of what the Prophets did there. The Prophet Solomon built the temple there, the other prophets did great works there and teaching, and all the times that it was built at the time of the Prophet David, or Jerusalem was a place where all people, not just the children of Israel, but non-Jews, people from Persia, from Syria, from Arabia, they were all invited to come to Jerusalem. This is the dream of the Jewish people, to bring it back to the glory of the time when it was when the prophets, that it should be a city of peace. And the word Jerusalem means the city, Aru Shalom, the city of peace. And in Hebrew, the Shalom has the idea of bringing opposites together to make peace. You bring things which are opposite, and you bring them together into a whole. And that's what the city of Jerusalem is, to take, it's the Jewish people's dream that it should be a place of unity where not just the children of Israel, but all people should come and pray. And sometimes it's painful for us to see the Temple Mount become a place of conflict or fighting or whatever. It should be a place of prayer. It should be a place where all people of all nations can come. And like the Prophet says, it should be a house of prayer for all nations. Even Ezekiel, who gives a vision of the third temple, the final temple, which has yet to be built, envisions one where all nations will come. And if you look at the verses in Ezekiel, you see that everything that's built on the Temple Mount today could fit into what's there. No changes, maybe a few things can be added, but nothing has to be taken away from what exists on the Temple now to completely fulfill what Ezekiel is talking about.
İnşallah kararlıyız. İnşallah. Bu yüzyılda bunu bitireceğiz, bu konu hallolacak. Ve bu güzelliği göreceğiz.